Anyone else? Yeah?
Paul, I got a couple of questions. The weight of the original, you said, was real heavy. Did you recall what it weighed and how's that compared to the weight of the one that covered out?
Well, when you say real heavy, don't you think about 10 pounds?
Yeah, well, I think of the Gibson Country General, which is a killer to me. I have one of the top rarely played.
You think that's heavy?
Yeah.
It's not a light guitar, but it's almost impossible to build a guitar and put that Vibrola, the time you put all that stuff on it and you brace it on the inside and build it where it's worth a damn, you got a maple neck, metal keys and all that, you got weight.
Yeah,
now this guitar is not all that heavy because it's a 6120, it's a different animal. And
I have an
8-inch
and I have a
6120
also.
Well, you understand.
Yeah. And I heard you say that you like to remove that fixed big handle.
I remove it when I put it in a cage and it's going somewhere.
Does it cause any problem with the compression?
Well, it makes it go out of tune. You got to tune when you get there, wherever you're going. And I don't like to tune, folks. Yeah, he's a pretty good player, but he just wants to play when he and I play. That's all I play anymore. I'm retired, and I give him lessons, and he's doing great. And we play, he comes over Sunday morning, and we sit around and pick and this and that. So it's fun. Anybody else have a question?
Paul, does the short or long scale make much of a difference?
Yes, it does.
Could you explain?
Well, a longer scale, I think, plays more better in tune just because it's longer scale down the neck. Another thing to it, it depends on your touch. If you squeeze the neck, a lot of guys would squeeze the strings when you make a chord, and they'll be in the strings out of tune, you know. If you got a light touch like somebody like Ray Cummings or somebody like that, you don't have a problem. But the frets are wider apart, so you can make chords down the neck, and that's one thing a jet lag. And he played short scale, and D'Angelico was short scale, and all those 6120s was including that solid tone. So in 58, they made the, if you ever thought of this, you probably haven't, but the 58 Country Gentleman had a lot of features of that solid tone. If you think about it, it had a solid top to it, short scale, and the fake F holes. It was a lot similar to that solid top 6120. And then when they built the 59, that was the best thing they ever did. They nailed it on that, and Chet liked the zero fret because guitars over in Europe had that. And I think in Django and McAfee had a zero fret. He liked that feature, so he had to put that on there, on that 59, with a long scale. And that guitar, I think, is the best guitar that Gretsch ever made. The quality wasn't too good. They had that sound, buddy. And this one they're making now, I think, is not because I had something to do with it, but I don't know another guitar on the market that's better for sound and playability and all that. Anybody else? What color was the old gray wearing? Well, that's about all I got, folks, and I appreciate it, buddy.